Talking Newspaper Sport for July, prepared by Andrew Colomos. Hello again, and welcome back to our monthly look at the sporting scene in and around the town. And this time we begin with cricket and news of Todmorden's Lancashire League front runners. The Centre Vale Club have won two of their four league matches since our last bulletin, but with other clubs slipping up, that was enough for them to start July in pole position in pursuit of a first league title since 1957. June did not exactly come busting out all over for Todd as they lost their first two matches, a one-wicket defeat by Littleborough and a more comprehensive 55-run reverse against Darwin, both at Centre Vale. But they shrugged off those setbacks in style, first with a 36-run win at Rochdale, in-form Andrew Sutcliffe scoring 73, and then a four-wicket victory at Clitheroe. Professional Will Bosistow passing 500 runs for the season during his match-winning knock of 86. Australian all-rounder Bosistow, in his second season at Centre Vale, continues to impress both on and off the field and has a crucial role to play if Todd are to remain in contention for that elusive title over the next couple of months. To our runners next, and news of a good showing by the 15 Todmorden Harriers who took part in the Dr. Ron Hyde 7-mile road race, the fourth event in the Tour of Tameside series. The race took place in Hyde, starting and finishing at the town hall, and over 450 competitors were confronted by a steep 2.5-kilometre climb at the start, followed by an undulating course before the drop back down to the town hall. Not for the faint-hearted, we suspect. But, as we've said before, we breed 'em tough in Todd, and Robin Tuddenham led the Harriers contingent home in a creditable 31st place in a time of 44 minutes, 29 seconds. Just 44 seconds separated the next five Harriers to cross the line, including Janine McGregor-Steed, who finished first in the women's race in a time of 47 minutes and 28 seconds, Chris Goddard, Mark Tempest, Sam Lund and Mark Anderton made up the rest of the Harriers group.